send him the because I only said that if I really made it to every page.
Okay, we're starting with Sechel B'Metzia, Chof Hei El, Yem B'Riyas Ha'Elam, according to one Tana at least. And let's start. So, this is a Hemshech, as Taita says in the previous Gemara, we said if you're using a hammer or a small hammer, regarding the shavings, who gets to keep it, the balabas or the carpenter you had yesterday. So this is sort of a continuation how we divide things. It says the Mishnah, Shnayim Oichzim B'Talis, are two people clutching onto a talis, and two ends, Ze Eimer Ani Mutzizeh. We're talking about the Gemara, we say Leilav Ches, we're talking about holding on the fringes. This guy says, I found it. Ze Eimer, this guy says, Ani Mutzizeh, I found it. Ze Eimer Kula Shali, this guy says, all of it is mine. Ze Eimer Kula Shali, all of it is mine. Why the Mishnah has to say that, L'chayit is redundant? If he found it, obviously it's all his. We'll see in the Gemara. So what happens, we don't know who's telling the truth, is that Yishava, this guy swears, She'ein loy ba pachas mechetia, that at least half is his. Is that Yishava, the other guy swears, She'ein loy ba pachas less than half of his. But Yachleika, we divide it. The Shavua is very odd Shavua, because we don't want to make a Shavua that definitely one of them is lying. This way, it's a chalukah yechayli zemes, could be they're both picked up at the same time. The reason why we say Yachleika is that Taisa says, whenever they're holding on, it's a tfisa. Tfisa already shows that there's ownership here, so therefore the right psak is echlek. If nobody would be holding on, like two people arguing about a ship on the port, then you would say, call the Alam Gova, fight it out. That's right. Rashi. Shnayim oizim betale is dafka. Oizim dafka holding the shnei muchzakim, but they're both holding on. The ain lezeb, but koyach, but yoisim, and neither of them have more rights to the other. Shilo hoisim, but yad echel levade, only one of them had it. Havida, chamoitzi, chavir, but aye, but all of the hovi edim, he would have to bring edim, she's right, his. But ain't on them as a little shvua, and he wouldn't be believed to take with a shvua. Shvua cannot take out against Edis, and if you're holding, one guy's holding on to it, we don't give the right to the other guy. Shvua. Remember, he had Gemara about in Kavakama. Shvua is there to pater, not to take. Zay Oimer Kula Shli. The Gemara Farish Lamaitan Tati. Why we need to? It's redundant. Zay Yishav and Parshimara Shvua Zulama. Why swear? And She'ein Loi Bapachas Mechetsia. The Gemara Mefarish. Am I Tikin Kehailishna? Why such a strange lashon? Hach Shvua and the Shvua. Then the mission continues. Case number two. Zay Oimer. One guy says Kula Shli all over his mind. Zay Oimer. The other guy says Chetsi half of his mind. Oimer Kula Shli. The guy says all of his mind. So like this. And half they definitely agree that belongs to Reuven. Only on quarreling in the other half. So the Reuven takes 3/4 because the half that he gets is his. Only half, and they divide that in half. So 3/4 and a quarter. Zay Yishava She'ein Loi Bapachas Meshleishi Chalakim gets 3/4. But Oimer Chetzishli Yishav Yiswiz She'ein Loi Bapachas not less than a quarter. It says Zen Noita Shleishi Chalakim and Zen Noita Levia. This I guy answers three parts, the guy answers one part. Says Rashi Zay Oimer Chetzishli. Moida, who is Moida, Shahachati Shachaveda, the other half is his friend. Vain Doni, they're only disputing about Chetion and half. Hilchaza Imer Kulashli, Yishava swears, Kimich Padrisha, and Mashain Donalag with Morgan. What's happening with that? We'll slot it. Right. Why not? If David, did you start diving at 6:15? Oh, you started diving early today. You don't follow your rules, you would. Oh, it's totally linked.
The shear is the only thing that doesn't have a total set time. The shear is sort of like
it's fluid.
I've got a big complaint. I'm the only one you don't wait. Everyone else
do. No, I wait for everybody. It's only they're here 8-10 minutes, you would. But we'll go over the mission again in your school. We're just doing Rashi's now.
Why don't we make a migui here? He could have been. Taisa, that's a question. We'll take it in a second. Mashain, don't you love this boy? And Schneider, the part that they're speaking, they swear. She'll go with the mission in a second. One second, you're for you. If not, you'll take half.
Okay. You ask a good question. There's a migui. The guy who says half could have lied to the whole thing, we're getting half. It says, Taisa, it's a migui lohaiti. Why is it migui lohaiti? Because the half that you're not disputing, it definitely is that guy. So it's up for Mark. It's not here. So all we have is one half, and I have part of that, and you have part of that. So if you're going to use a migui to take my part that I have, you're being mighty for me. And a migui lahaitzi la'minim, a migui lahachzik, not lahaitzi. I sometimes, you do say migui lahaitzi, it's only if it's very strong, by a migui di by shasik. All you have to do is be quiet, then you're again. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah again from the beginning. L'chavad Yehuda. Shnayim oizim betala. Two guys are holding on to tala za'im, and one guy says, I found it, and I mean, say, a and the other guy says, I found it. Ze'ayme kulash. This guy says, all of it is mine. Ze'ayme kulash. This guy says, all of it is mine. Ze'yishav. This guy swears, she'ein loy ba'pachas mechetz doesn't have less than half. Ze'yishav. This guy swears, she'ein loy ba'pachas mechetz doesn't have less than half. The yachleiku, they divide it. We don't know who to give it to, so since they're both holding on to it, we divide it equally down the middle. What happens if ze'ayme kulash leaves ze'ayme chetz? One guy says, all of it is mine. One guy says, only half of it is mine. Ha'omer, because the guy's all of his mind, Yishava swears, She'ein loyba pachas mishloish achlokin, doesn't have less than three parts. If I say all of it is mine, you say half of it is mine, that means half we agree belongs to me. We're disputing the other half. So we divide that into further half. So I end up with three quarters, you end up with one quarter. So this guy swears he doesn't have less than three quarters in it. That guy swears she'ein loyba pachas mishloish less than a quarter, is a noitil shloish achlokin, is a noitil levi. This guy says three parts, this guy says one part. Well, okay, this is what we're up to. The same thing, too, we're riding an animal. One guy riding, one guy leading, we're holding on to the rain. Each one says, claims the entire animal is there. What's a chiddush? What's a chiddush? A talus or an animal? And the word of Tesla, the whole sugi there will explain. Chiddush is that a manig is like a roichiv. That they're equal. Whether you're sitting atop of the horse or whether you're on the ground and you're leading the horse with the reins, you both have the same balabatishkeit and you're both equal and you're divided equally. That's the chiddush here. Rashi, Hayushnaim Reichwi in five lines above the word Gemara, Lashmi teach you also the Roch of a Manik, Shnaim Shavim, teach you they're both equal, Liknais Behemim and a Hefker, to acquire Behemim from Hefker. No, but you would have thought that the guy sitting atop, he's a Balabas. How would he have gotten atop in the donor? Another guy just ran along and slipped the reins. Kamashlan, no, they're both equal ownership. Back to the Mishnah, Bizman Shehem Moedim, if they both agree they belong to both of them, Oishi Yeshlen Edim, or there's witnesses that it belongs to both of them, Cholkim Bele Shvuah, he divides out of Shvuah. What's the Chiddush if they both agree that he's divided out of Shvuah? Why they're even court, we'll see later. And if there are Edim, the question is, if they're Edim, L'cheder, doesn't that prove that they're liars? Each one says all of it is mine. Then the Edim belongs to both of them. Doesn't that make them both liars? So therefore, how can you trust them at all? And what do you mean Cholkim Bele Shvuah? How can you even think of giving them a Shvuah? Pshat is because in this case we don't really think they're liars. We think that they both really believe what they're saying, but they're not liars because they both picked it up at the same time. Didn't realize the other guy was on the other end. Rashi b'zman she'moyed gemara fadish rahayashmin. The chiddush over here is the hamagbia metzil lechaveda kan chaveda. We'll have a whole sugya. If I pick up something, and no, more than that, because l'cheder you're hurting the rest of the world. We'll see later. The machlekes if magbia zechaveda kan chaveda not because you're hurting the rest of the world, and we have a rule of toys b'chay mokshu chavim mokshu chalachayim lekana. Wait to get there. Okay, Gemara. The first question is, isn't it redundant? Lama li lemisne? Why do you have to say ze oimer ani mitzasiya? Ze oimer ani mitzasiya? I found it. Ze oimer kula shali? Ze oimer kula shali? This guy says, all of it is mine, all of it is mine. It's the same thing. Lisne chada. First of all, learn it together. Oh, I found it, and therefore all of it is mine. Another guy says, oh no, I found it, and therefore all of it is mine. Why break it up into two cases? Says the Gemara, chadak tani. That's how you're supposed to read it. Ze oimer ani mitzasiya ve kula shali? Ze oimer ani mitzasiya ve kula shali? Rashi, Risiya, back to the Gemara. No, the Gemara is saying that we have to change the Mishnah around and read it as if it says, I found it and all of it is mine, and the other guy claims, no, I found it, and it's not two separate cases. Later on, we'll see, maybe it is. Then the Gemara continues, well, B'chal, what do you have to say, Kulishli? Let him just say, release na anima to see. If he says, I found it first, what is he saying? So whose is it? Obviously mine. So why do I even have to mention that it's mine? If I know you're dying to the Kulishli, I would automatically know that he's trying to say all of it is mine. And for the Gemara, if it would have said, anima to see, I found it, there's two parts of finding it. One is I saw it first, and one is I actually picked it up. Now, people have a habit, if they see something first, they say, oh, it's mine, it's mine. Did you make a kinyan on it? No, but I saw it.
I found it.
So we would have thought, if he says, I found it, if it only said in Mishnah, I found it, maybe seeing is enough, and he saw it first. Iton, if it would have said, to say, I found it, have I mean, I would have thought, my mitzaseh, re'isi, I saw it. Even though he didn't physically pick it up, maybe the Mishnah is trying to tell us that just because he found it for founding, usually people say when they see something, they found it. That I found it first, that he is going to, Tana Kulishli, that's when the Mishnah spells out, and all of it is mine. Why does the Mishnah, you'll ask me, it's extra to tell you I did something to make it mine. Seeing alone is not enough. Rashi, I saw it Kaiden before, she bata Isa before you picked it up. Big machlekes in Halal Pshat Rashi. Kilchayda Rashi should have said, "Kaidim shuri isa before you saw." I saw it before you saw it. Rashi says, "I saw it before you picked it up," as if to say that if you picked it up before I picked it up, even though I saw it first, there's no question that you have it. It's because I saw it. I saw it before you picked it up. therefore it's mine. What exactly means a big machlekes achrayim? We'll talk about another time. Bria kani, mektani achleiku, bria kani. It says achleiku si tani lushli bechazoka gemura kulushli. Sounds like I did something to make it mine. She batit chil, I lifted it. Va'ata tefas to miyodi, and you grabbed it from my hand. Mishes achitzah. But after I was zeichin it, Freddy gemura. How can you even say so? How can you even think that the ri alone is kainim? Umi matiz amin. How can you even say my matzasa raisi? How can you even say that when the Mishnah says I found it? You'd have a have a minute. It means I saw it. When we learn, we know in the pasuk when he uses that same word mitzasiya, we know we're just adding more babakama. It means we know that by a goy we said over there that you have no mitzvah shows of by goy. Not only if you see it on the ground, you don't have to pick it up and give it to him. That even if you already have it in your hand, you don't have to give it to him. And how do we know? Because when it says in the pasuk l'chol abed zechicha mitzasa, when you found it, mitzasa means by picking it up, not just seeing it. And we're saying that what only abed zechicha had to give it back. So we see clearly the word mitzasa means Hagbah, not just seeing it. How can you think in our Mishnah when it says Ani Mitzasiya, he meant I saw it first?
You pick it up.
Yeah, it has to be picked up. And you're telling me that the Mishnah had to spell out I found it first and I picked it up, because if you would say I found it, you would think it means only seeing. The word Mitzasiya, Lechayda, doesn't mean seeing, it means physically picking it up. Says Gemara, "Va'omar Avinoi, didn't the Avinoi say, 'Umetzasa the also the other mashma'? The word 'umetzasa' means that what? That you came into your hand. In umetzasa, and what it says, in. You're right. Matzasa the crow. When the Torah uses the word matzasa the also the other mashma', it means it came to your hand. Miutana, when it comes to the Mishnah, it talks how people talk." And the vernacular of out there, people when they say when they see something, they say, oh, I found it, even though it's not in his hand yet, but he saw it first. Lishta the alman nakir, he chooses the language of the world. Umid the chazile, and people, how do they behave once they see it? Amma, they go around saying, I know ashkechis, I found it. But afagav the loyosi liyodi, even though it didn't come into his hand, we would have thought beriya ba alma koni. We would have thought pshat in the mission is each guy claims I saw it first. Or according to the way the Rashi learns, one guy says I saw it first, another guy says I picked it up. So he's saying over here, kula shali the b'riv amalek kanila, seeing is not kaina. Rashi va'amar avinoi be'baba kama is about mych, which is had it. The matzasa the asli yadim mashma va'filahachi achicha, only your brother, you have to return it. V'loiv from that a goy, v'loiv tame, but don't tell me ki mi. This is what Gemara says there. Ki mi et rachmana. When does the goy to tell to exclude a goy? Heicha the asli yadim once it didn't arrive to your hand. The Yisrael mechayil mitzach la'ida, don't have to go be matriach and pick it up and give it him. All I do to return it. I will also once it came to hand mechayil. The Mishnah would not have used the word kula shali. I mean, I would have thought my mitzasiya, the tani tana, I would have thought that what the tana was mitzasiya is using the vernacular of people. Ochaz b'mishnah say, no, that's the language using in our Mishnah. V'loy loshen hamikra, not the pasuk. V'har b'bnei adam koyin la'mitzia mishasriya. A lot of people say when as soon as they see something, I found it. Back to the Gemara. So the list of kulishli, forget the word ani mitzasiya. Let him just say kulishli, which means I picked it up first. We're like, boy, ani mitzasiya. Why does Mishnah repeat itself? Let each one say it's mine. Oh, he says mine. Who cares the history? Says Gemara, no, because he turned the kulishli. Here the Mishnah had a chance to teach us another din, that the word mitzasiya is not seeing, is not good enough. You have to actually pick it up. If the Mishnah would omit the word mitzasiya here, and all it said was each one said it's mine, then we would never know the din that if the guy saw it first, you're not koine. Maybe seeing it also koine. How do you know seeing it not koine? It's from right here. The fact the Mishnah has to say, even though the Mishnah says, I found it, the Mishnah has to then spell out kula shali. What is the Mishnah teaching you? A separate din, a side din, and that is that finding it alone is not enough. He has to actually pick it up. Seeing is not good enough. But he's screaming, it's mine. You see a wallet over there on the floor, about 100 feet away. It's mine, I saw it. And there's a guy much closer. Next word. Exactly. So, Itana Kulushli. The Mishnah would always say Kulushli. I never thought. Be Alma Diktani was everywhere else. Would say Mitzasiya Beria Baalma Kani Ria would suffice. Tana Ani Mitzasiya. That's what the Mishnah tell you. Ani Mitzasiya. Teach your side in Vahadu Tana Kulushli. The Mishnah you say that you can ask me the question. Isn't it superfluous? Ashmin we learn now. The Ria like Kani Ria is not Kani. Says Rashi that the Alma the Tani Mitzasiya bechol makom shoshaninu shamaitzim Mitzia. Wherever we learn that if you find the Mitzia, Kana have never thought the Mitzia Kana lamashasiya. Generally speaking, as soon as you saw it, you kind of the last minu shum tana. We never learned anywhere the like Kana you're not kind el bagbo only by picking it up. Hachi Ashmin Hachi Mishni say that if you need Mishni say that. Now Tais already asks, we're going to have later on that habata behefker kana. By Hefkel, if your habat is kind of, so how come over here doesn't work? So Tesis there answers that you did something. You did, even though it's habata, but you did a little puller. Other Rishonim say there's a difference between Riyah and habata. That means as follows. Riyah means a glance. Habata means to stare. So if you're focusing in habata, maybe taki akain even by metziyah. In other words, other Rishonim hold there's no chilik metziyah and hefker, you're kainu. And what do you call it? Habata you are kainu, but Riyah not kainu. Others want to make a difference in metziyah and hefker.
What ma'asekinyan have you done?
Because as it says, in that the Riyah of a person is connected to your neshama. And when you look, why is Ayin Hara able to be Ayin Hara? Is because your Riyah is very powerful. It's neshama coming out. And when you give an Ayin Ra, your neshama is cursing somebody. And that's very powerful. So maybe you can also make... Oh, there's no question. But we don't care for you so first. If you picked it up first, then it's yours regardless.
Maybe it's not yours. Maybe it's a Shabbos. Maybe somebody lost it.
Oh, you have to see. There's a simon in that. We'll see in the next parak. If there's a simon, you cannot keep it. Others want to say there's a difference in Hefker and Yish. Yish means there is an owner, okay, even if you abandon it. If there's an owner, you got to do a bigger kinyan to take it out of him to make it yours. What Hefker means there's no owner. Hefker means there's no owner. Never was an owner. So out there in the fire, something. No, if there's no owner, then a much smaller kinyan can work. So Habata can work by Hefker, but it cannot work by Yish. Yish, there's an owner there, and you're taking it away from him. If you're taking it away from him, you got to make a stronger kinyan. So it's different answers.
And if there's a simon, then...
Oh, then you have to recall.
You've
got to
go look for the owner.
Yeah,
that's the whole second perek. In our days, I don't know about today, in yeshiva, it was the first perek we learned when you were a kid. Gemara was Elam Mitzvahs. Says Gemara, here they learn Einoimdin. We spell them Baruchas. Says Gemara... Now let me go back to the original question. The Gemara is not happy with the first answer. We asked, why does it say twice? And you answer me, read as if it's once. But the fact is, the Mishnah says, two separate cases. The Gemara, how can you tell me, it's two separate cases. Others say Kadi. Kadi is the name of an Amid we had a few times in Rashi. Others say Kadi means anonymous. Reisha the Metziah. The first case is talking about we're disputing a lost object. And the Sefer, in the second case, is talking about we're disputing a Mekach HaMemcher, where two people went to purchase something and each one disputes the other one that I'm the one who ended up with the Mekach vendor sold it to. Another case, no, the vendor sold it to me. There's only one item over there. Rashi. Right now, the Gemara thinks by Mekach HaMemcher only one person paid the money, not the other one. Later on, the Gemara will say they both gave the money, and one of them gave it willingly, voluntarily. The other one gave it through at the Mekach. We just can't remember who it was. Rashi, Mekach HaMemcher, Kanisi Miyad Pleini. What's the dispute? He says, I bought it from that person. Now comes along Rashi, the Chiddush, because Tais is another Rishonim argue. V'davke Mekach HaMemcher. Now, what does the Mishnah say? Yachleiku. I mean, we're disputing a sale, and we say Yachleiku. Why did we say Yachleiku? Tesis said, you don't say Yachleiku, because definitely one of them is a liar. But Tesis holds it, one of them is a liar, you don't say Yachleiku. They both didn't buy it. One of them bought it. So therefore, says Tesis, you don't swear. However, Rashi says, V'davke Mekach HaMemcher Damin Yachleiku B'Shvua, you swear with a Shvua, only by Mekach HaMemcher, Ikla Memer, Niklum can say, Shneim Kanua, they both bought it, since it's possible they're saying the truth. What do you mean? Well, the Shneim Nisratza HaMoicha, right now Rashi is learning like the outcome of the Gemara, where they both paid for it, so it could be that the Moicha smiled to each one. He didn't have the guts to tell the one of them, I'm not selling it to you. So he said, yeah, you can have it. You know, you had properties were sold to two people, so one after another. So he sold it. So therefore, generally, it could be a mistake. Therefore, we allow you to make a shvur. I was one guy says, I wove it. I wove it. Lo yachloki, you know, divided. Chad menayed amoy was a liar. Says Rashi that if one of them is definitely a liar, we're not going to let them swear. We say yehi munach. Mashen kein. But we hear by mekach memcha, it's possibly true. It's possible that he agreed to both of them. There's a taste here with Kalu Yaros and Rashi. I got to remember which taste it is. Yeah. Okay. Taste is just opposite. So you have to understand. Taste is Rashi Shitta is throughout Shas. That if somebody's not to be trusted, you cannot make him a shvur. if somebody is a liar, you'll swear false as well. Nigu de choshed, I'm a mayin de choshed ashvah. So this is Rashi Shit and Shas. Taisus totally agrees, always. Disagrees. So Taisus al faket. Taisus says, if a guy's a near akhtiya and we think he's lying, dafke impose a shvah on him, because people are prepared to lie, but not to swear on a sefer Taita in front of a bezin and to lie. He says, where, Taisus has pum faket ashvah, where they think they're saying the truth, there's no point in making a shvah, because they're going to swear, so what's the point? They think they're saying the truth. So what do you achieve by making a shvah? It's when and why we have a shvah in our Mishnah, we'll see more later. But in the case of Ani Arakti, he says, Puf Ed Rashi, Dav can make a shvah, so the guy is lying, we'll walk away. Rashi says, because definitely one of them is lying, don't give them a shvah, because they'll swear false also. What are we going to gain? Because Migud Chosha Moina Chosha Shavasa. Taisa is just the opposite. Taisa says people who are prepared to lie and steal are not going to swear false. So therefore, if you think that they're lying, make them swear.
In Mekich Memka, you can have a case of a genuine toast, though, where they both think they bought it. I mean, Lamashal the Chenveni says to both of them, I'll sell you a case of something.
But the Gemara doesn't say that.
And then he goes and looks, he's only got one case. You know, I'll sell you a certain product. He's only got one, but he told both of them.
So when he comes back, he would say which one you probably gave it to, whoever gave him first, whatever. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So why I need both? The Eitan and Metzi, if we only knew Metzi, how many would have thought? Metzi, the Rame Rabban Shvula. You know why Metzi making swear? Meshum the Moiri, but Amar Chavrei Lamid Chosba. Eretz Chayin. Look, the guy found it anyway. It's not even his. So what's the big deal if he splits it? Was it such a chazad? He has to have the whole thing for himself. Why can't he divide it? So he convinces himself that he's not doing anything so bad, stealing from somebody that's not really his. Not so bad. That's why he's doing it. So therefore, he thinks, Ezel, I will go. It fit, I'll grab it. He's probably, but I'll share it with him. It's so selfish. Everything has to be his. So therefore, what do? We make him swear. You make him swear. He's not going to do that, because he's not going to swear false. When it comes to Mekach Memchi, he can't convince himself. The other guy gave, right now, we're learning the other guy gave the money. How can he convince himself that he's not doing anything wrong? And since he cannot convince himself, so maybe what's the point of swearing? If he can go ahead and steal from his friend, he'll steal false as well. This is how Rashi learns. If he's going to convince, he'll swear false as well. If he swear false, what's the point of making sure? It's ever a thought. Aim a lie. So we say, no, we're going to make him swear anyway. Because why? Because it could be that they both gave the money, and if they both attack it, neither of them thinks that, like Yimon just said, neither of them thinks that they're a ganav. They think that it's possible that it's true that the guy sold to both of them. Or he sold to one, and each one thinks it was to him. He smiled to me, bigger smile than he smiled to the other guy. Something like that. Yeah. Totally just opposite. Totally learns that by Mekach HaMemcha, why would we have thought you shouldn't make a shvur? Because by Talis, you know that you're doing the wrong thing, you make you swear, you'll walk away. But by Mekach HaMemcha, if you knew you're doing the wrong thing, you wouldn't even swear, because people don't swear false. But because you think you're convinced that you're saying the right thing, you're prepared to swear. So what are we going to gain by doing a shvur? That you know, and you swear anyway. Each one gave money. He thinks, what's so bad? What's the big deal? It's a tircha. He'll get his $100 back that he paid for it, and I get the coat. And he'll go to another store and buy the coat. So I can convince myself, I'm not doing a bad thing here. I need the coat more than he does. That's what you convince yourself. Ashkelon, I'm running to the airport. Ashkelon, I'll take it. He lays a little Lisbon, let it go. Okay, all it is a tircha. Let him go buy another one. So therefore, we make him swear, because now he's not going to lie. He's not a ganav. What do you tell him? Go find somewhere else. We're going to find somewhere else. So obviously, I'm a ganav. So therefore, how can you make him swear? Because a ganav can't be trusted. Or connotations. Obviously, he really believes that it's his, because otherwise he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go make us a story. So therefore, what's the point of swearing? Rashi, he told the page, the Moira, my Moira had to last week convince himself, but he convinced himself he's not doing anything wrong. He came to him for nothing, without even any bother. They both paid, the Nokam Mitavayu, he took money from both of them. So, what do you mean by Mekham? You can't say, you can tell, always say, go buy somewhere else. Over here, you know, each one gets by half money. Here is a chesaron. Why is a chesaron? Because the guy was looking for the coat. In the case of Metzia, it fell into the guy's lap, into the first guy's lap. So he thinks to himself, he prepared to find this coat in the street? No, it was his serendipity that he found it. So why, you know, what's the big deal if I take part of it? Buy a coat, even though he's getting his money back or half his money back, But he went looking for the coat. So me taking it away is like midas daim over here. It's much worse than just buying metziah. The guy didn't need it. He wouldn't go looking for it in the mizah to buy it. So this guy, even though he's getting back half the money, he's like, it didn't machasra. He's not doing the right thing.
So what are we being chas on the fact that he spent the whole day in the stores looking for this coat?
No, we would have thought if the guy's a bad person, there's no point in giving him a shvua because he'll swear false also. Bad people swear false, according to Rashi. Tracy learns, since it's a bad person, cannot be a bad person, must be that he genuinely thinks that it's his. So, because you can't be made a hetter to yourself, and we assume that everybody are good. We don't think anybody's bad. So Teslin, just back to the opposite Rashi. Since the only way out is a bad person, there's only other way out. It must be that he thinks genuinely that he bought the coat. So you can make him swear, he'll swear. So what's the point of making him swear something that we know already beforehand that he's going to swear it? No point. And we're going to make one of them swear false, because one of them can't be right. So why put them in that predicament? You can't go find somewhere else. Let's like rush for a minute. You told me, let me ask a question. I don't understand the question. Right now, the Gemara thing goes back to the Gemara thinking that one of them gave him money. So let's ask the Merchel, who gave you the money? Simple. And let the Merchel adjudicate. Now, in the Gemara Kedushin, we had that in the end of Kedushin, we had that the Merchel still has the object in his hand, the Merchel is believed. But once the Merchel is no longer in his hand, the Merchel is no longer believed. But Tais has learned that the Merchel is no longer in his hand, but he still believed like an Eid Echad. And even though normally we say Eid Echad is Mechayiv a Shvua, what is Eid Echad over here going to do? Pater from a Shvua. Because whoever the Eid Echad is going to agree with won't have to swear. The other guy will still have to swear. So, and the Machleki, the main time of the Rosh is whether an Eid Echad has the power to pater from a Shvua. An Eid Echad can be Mechayiv a Shvua, can he pater from a Shvua? No, Tzrich, you know we're talking about the Noka Mitavayu. He got money, received money from both of them. Mechad Medaite, Mechad Balkocher won willingly, won against his will. But now they're no longer the object of his hand. You think he remembers exactly who, what, when? Me, who Medaite, me Balkocher. He doesn't remember. Sounds like our guess of Yedai, no. We don't know. As if to say, we don't care what the Meicher says. He can say, Haim is Morgan, but he knows, we don't care. But the other gish of Taisis, the Meicher does know. Because the Meicher would know, we would ask the Meicher, so who was it? And we would trust him, because the Eid Echad Patas from Yeshua. But Rashi learns, we don't trust the Meicher at all. The Yodai know. We the Bezin, looking at it, what do you see? You can tell, you can't tell. Rashi, but let's do my knock initial. Let's ask a Meicher, the seller, Mimiki, who got the money from the time of Kedushin. I sold this guy. Even though we conclude, when is it talking about Kozma, the Mekkah is in his hand, and once it's long on his hand, he's no longer believed. He doesn't really apply to himself so much. Since both of them walked away after he worked out the money, Hakim Nahas, we already said, but the knock is the value. There's talking about he took money from both. So that's what we're talking about. They took them both of them. That's why we don't trust him to keep him. Since he doesn't have to say any aides, loy doc kulahai, he wasn't that careful. He wasn't this kid. He should remember. Mishah halchum the fun ones they left. High medaitiv habakorcha, which is what. Avol heicha the loy kibul dami mechad. The first question was, when he won, mikedav sure remember. He has no who to give it to.
Paid yet? He's
or he has to know who to give it to. Both of them. We don't know. We don't know. So Rashi learns that if they walked away, but only one gave him money, he is believed. Taisa learns that once they walk away, and he already gave the mekach to them, he doesn't remember even if only one of them gave money. He doesn't remember at all. But Rashi learns that he does remember, and we trust him. But like I said, the Yada, he doesn't know. That Phil Yada, if he doesn't know, but so in a Mechina, we don't believe him. So how could Mukasa be says over there? Says he will write. Lema mas nisin the like bananas. Our mission is not working bananas. Maybe it's people for bringing when we were learning about Metzia.
Enough Kemina Hoods.
Exactly. He says the Gemara has this whole Amid here. The mission is not like bananas. The like Sumchis. Who cares? It is bananas. Who cares? And every word the Gemara has to be emes and has to bother you. What do you mean? If it's not bananas, it should bother you. The Gemara is bothered. If it's not bananas, we worry because we like to have that everyone agrees on everything. Why should there be a machlekes? So that's the word here. It should bother us. Leilas like bananas. The Mishnah like bananas. What's the story of bananas? The story of bananas has been a rich man is an employer. He went over to a storekeeper and said, "Look, I owe Yankel money. He works for me. He needs food for Shabbos. So he'll come to you, I'll send him to you. You should give him food and take it off the bill, and that will take off, and I'll pay you, and that will be his wages. But what happened was the storekeeper said, well, I gave him the $100 of food you told me, and the guy employee says he never gave it to me. What happens now? So so it happens, yeah, says the Gemara. So the Chacham say, both of them swear, you put yourself in a very strange predicament. Who asked you to be so strange? You should give him $100 to the employee and let him buy. Because you did it and you trusted everybody, you didn't have anything in writing, nothing. So therefore, you put yourself, each of them swear and they take. Here we make a special takana that they both swear and they take, which is not normal, but in this case, you put them in that situation. And Banana says, Ketzad, Boyin de Shavu Shav, you're going to make both of them swear. One of them is, yeah, is swearing false. Definitely. We don't want it. It makes a mockery of the Beis Din. Oh, 1 second. You, we penalize the balabas, you pay both. Lema masli said like a banana, the ike banana, my kates of Eilav, Eilav, boy, how can you swear, boy, and say, over here, by making them both swear that they found the talus, aren't we making them one of them swearing false? He's
trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it. Well, nice guy. He should be more.
To the shopkeeper, when Moshe comes to you, give him $100 worth of.
But he's taking off his wages.
Exactly. You should have put it on paper, should have somebody sign, you should have a system in place. This is when you have a batlan running a business. Says the Gemara, I feel ten bananas. Hossa vadi geshvu shav. There, definitely one of them is lying. Hachikol meimud lekeshvu shav. Here, who said that either of them are lying? Aimu, it's possible. The tavayu badi dodagbu. Remember, what are they swearing? Each one says half is mine. That means could very well be they both picked it up at the same time. It's taka true. They both half of them is his. So the Gemara. Let's quickly Rashi. The lucky banana, the Beis Din Shavuot. Gabi Chen v'Niel Pinkasa, Chen v'Niel has a credit. Al Eilu Eilu Boyin the Beis Din. They both come to Beis Din. I'm an Asli Shavuot. They both just swear. Echad Mehem L'Shav. One of them definitely swearing false. I'm about by the Chen v'Niel. Tell the burner to my son. Chitim b'dinner. Give him wheat in the dinner. V'Lai L'Shalom to pay. Or the partner with my employee b'Sela Mois for the value of a Sela. Shani Chayiv. I owe him his charchem and his wages. V'Lai Din Sela. I owe him a Sela. Who owe him in the Sati? The innkeeper said. Or storekeeper said. I gave it him. V'Oim Eloi Natal. He never took it. His name. Tayv Min is Balabai. They both claiming. Balabas their money, each name, this boy, they both swear, the nightly, the balabai, they take him. Amma bananas, Kate said, Elu, the Elu, boy, they shwur shav. How can you make such a situation that both one of them is swearing false? Elish name, nightly, below you shwur, that a shwur. Amur, Bahadi, Hadodi, Agbu, they both picked up simultaneously, Matsia in tandem, Limitsia to the Matsia, Bechalech, Vechel, Sava, each one thinks, Ani, Igbat, it, Chilai, lifted it first. Kula, Shalit, all mine. The Chim, Mishtab, Al Chetzi, Kushtu, Mishtab, and also the shwur itself is not a false, because each one's saying at least half is mine. That's true. By Mechamem also could be the owner, Taka, like you said, didn't have the heart to say no to either of them, and he said yes to both of them. It's possible, they're saying the truth. Back to the Gemara, so, okay, Lema Mas, this is like a Sumchas. Remember, he had a Sumchas, Shoshnagas, a potter, that if we don't know when they gave birth. One cow. Killed another one, and then there was a baby next to the victim, and we don't know if it happened, if it was miscarried before the accident, before this damage was done, or afterwards, who has to pay? It says Sumchus. So the Gemara Rabbanan say, the victim has to prove that the mazik killed the fetus as well. However, Sumchus says, since we don't know, is Mamro Zavi, Cholkin Beloy Shvua. Our Gemara says, Mishnah says, Cholkin Bishvua. Lame Masis Lakim Sumchus. Ika Sumchus, Mamro Zavi, Cholkin Beloy Shvua. Freddy Gemara Tzik, Vela Mai Rabbanon, how can the Mishnah be Rabbanon? What did Rabbanon paskin over there? Hamaitzi Mechavede Olavaraya. Which is what? Through Eidim. Otherwise, you collect nothing. And yet, our Mishnah says, divide. Hi, Mai, what are you talking about? I am Bishleim Rabbanon. Hossam over there. Deloy Tafsi Tavayu. It's lying there out in the wilderness. Nobody's holding on to either of them. And you want the Mazik's money to be transferred to the Nizik. Am Rabbanon. Hamaitzichveir. Over there. Let the Nizik prove what happened. Hocha de Tavayu Tafsi. They're both holding on to the Talis. Pau Yilabishvua. So they're both holding on to the Talis. So you can't just take it away. So therefore, we divide it with the Shvua. Eli Amrit Sumchis. According to Sumchis, who says of the divide without a Shvua. Mazik with the not holding on. So we don't know, it definitely belongs to one, we don't know who, and we say divide Ashvua. Here when they're both holding on, which means L'chayde belongs to both, surely you should divide without Ashvua. Ha'ashtra, ma'hosam, deloy tafsi tavayu. Cholkin beloy Ashvua, without Ashvua. Hocha de tavayu tafsi, they're both holding on to it, loy choshkin, they should divide Ashvua. And for the Gemara, afilu teimu sumchis, I can say, amishna sumchis, ki amma sumchis, when the sumchis say that why they divide without Ashvua, shem, shem, the truth, man, neither know what happened, so what are they going to swear? That what? The Mazik doesn't know if his animal damaged the fetus or not. Neither is a Nizik. I have a body, but if each one claimed body, it would be a whole different story. He wouldn't say Chalk Bashur. Loi, then he would not say it. Body, Loi, Oma, he doesn't say. Rashi Shema B'Shema, by 8 lines at the bottom. Shema B'Shema, ki hasam, like over there, the toni nimtzu uber betzida, the fetus is found next to it. And you do, we don't know im adshala yoldenokha, if it happened before the damage, or yimisha yoldenokha afterwards. V'loi meisav lad machmas gir, it's unrelated. Elame elo on its own, v'kivin the cholchad, Shema toni, each one says, maybe, lekul le mirme alai shvua, you can't make a shvua. Says Gemara, back to Gemara, what about Abba Bar Avuna? What about Abba Bar Avuna? Who later on says, the Omar who says, Sumcha says, I feel the body of your body. He holds the Sumcha, that even they're both saying, definitely your animal damaged, he says, definitely my animal did not damage. You still have to survive without a Shvua, because we don't know what, Ma'ikal Meima, what can you say in that case then? Says the Gemara, Filu Tema Sumchas, our Mishnah can be Sumchas. Ki Omar Sumchas, when the Sumchas say, you divide it with Arishvua, Hecha, the Iko, Drora, the Memeina, when there's a Drora, the Memeina, there's attachment of money. No, the Machlekes Rashi tastes it. Rashi holds is where there's a loss there. Somebody lost the fetus. The question is, how was it lost? So either the Drora, the Memeina, who says that we are going to definitely have to pay something. And therefore, we divide without a shvur. Avil hecha the leka the remayu. There's no loss. Loy. Then you divide with a shvur. Tesis learns a different pshat altogether. Tesis learns the remayu means that even if neither of them would have told us anything, we look at the situation right away. Says, what happened here? We have a question. You see, two animals. One animal's dead on the ground. Another animal standing there who's just gored them, and then you see a fetus. What's the first thing that comes to our mind? What happened to the fetus? Was it prior or after? So that's called Dror and Meina. This Be'etzim here, a Suffolk. What happened? But when we see two people walking with a talus, there's no Suffolk. What do we say right away? It belongs to the mother, Shutfin, the partners. That's what we're going to say. Why would you think that they're anything else? They're the ones who create the situation with their tinus. So therefore, when Be'etzim is a Suffolk, we say divide without a Shua. But when they create the Suffolk, they got to resolve it with a Shua. That's how Tesis works. Rashi, Dror Demayna, Chesaron Mamon is a loss of money. She'im Yipara Zeshel Lekedin. Because if the Mazik pays money, he shouldn't have to. Have a Chesaron Mamon, he just forced the Mazik to pay money, but didn't have to. V'im Niftaren Lekedin. If we're going to say the Mazik don't have to pay, Nimta the Chasiv La'Prozit. So here the outcome is very important. We can call someone a loss it, either the victim or the Mazik. So therefore we say the Vavidar Shul. Fedimor Klatnisht. Why? V'lav Kavu Chaimu. Punk Vaker. Umahos. Each one. By dividing in half, you're definitely causing each one a loss. If the mazik is chayiv nothing, and you're making pay half, you just cause him a loss. And the victim deserves all the money, and he has to yet give up half. Yeah. So then he also you definitely somebody's losing over here, and yet you say the Vavidar Shul. V'ikul Meimu Kula Magen Meimu Kula Mar. It could be the only one of them is chayiv, and yet you make a loss. Or masumchi, yet sumchi's rules. Over here, there's no real loss of the money. Equal member to value is quite possible. Taka belongs to both of them. It's taka possible that when we say let's divide it, it could be that that's taka psak. It's not just when we say they divide. It's a compromise. We don't know who to pass. Like well, they can compromise. This is not a compromise. This could be a psak. Could very well be belongs to both of them. So surely we should pass this way without a shua. Koshkin says the Gemara. I feel tame sumchis. Taki, you're right. You don't need a shvu here. But you know why a shvu? It's not a shvu mahatayda. Zu midrabbanan here. This shvu here is only midrabbanan. What's the story here? Why midrabbanan? Ki the Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, you know why we make a shvu here? Shvu zu kakonza chami shala yehei kol echad ve'echad. We don't want each person going around. Hoylich v'toykim v'talish chavayda. When he sees you finding something, he makes the cheshm we learned before. It's your good fortune. Why shouldn't I share in your good fortune? And he goes around saying it's mine. By making him swear, he won't do that. Rashi, just with Rashi, in the bottom of the page. My horse, I'm thinking the mind, the Azen Mehen, Shemaf, Shedachetchigin. When you pass in half and half, definitely one of them is losing half. Atom Machasim Mammon, and you're causing him a loss. But Ekel Mehmet Kulamar, but oi, furthermore, I'll call her, oi, Kulamar, Kulamar. Definitely you should pass in one way or another. I feel like a Chulkin Beloish, Hoch over here, the Lekker Dor Mine, but oi, the Ekel Mehmet can say the Tavai, but it could very well be the both pick up together. Like Koshkin, the Chulkin Beloish, surely you should mind. If we take it, we don't want it, you're right. It's a shvuah that are abundant, and we don't want people walking around and grabbing other people's things.